What's your take on Christians using antidepressants? In the end, I'm going to say there are times when I think it's appropriate, but I want to go there cautiously and slowly with warnings. Depression is a very complex thing. It's got many layers. I think we all would agree that there are conditions in which nobody would deny this person is depressed in a pathological way because they're immobile. They're not even able to function. And then there's a continuum of discouragements and wrestlings with being a Eeyore kind of personality, which may or may not be depressed. So that means I want to be so careful not to have a knee-jerk reaction to say, you come into my office, you describe to me your discouragements, and my first response is, see a doctor, get a prescription. I fear that that is way too quick today. The number of people on antidepressants as a first course rather than a last course is large. And the assumption is you can't make any progress in counseling unless you get yourself stabilized or something. So I just want to be very cautious. What makes me, as a Christian who believes that Christ is given by the Holy Spirit to deliver us from discouragements and from unbelief and from sorrow and to help us live a life of usefulness, is that medicine corresponds to physical realities. And the physical realities are we get headaches that make us almost unable to think. Migraine headaches can put a man out. And we are pretty much okay if the doctor could help me find some medicine that would not let me get these immobilizing headaches. And the headaches clearly have a spiritual impact because they're making me unable to read my Bible and function in relation to people that I want to love and serve. And so medicine becomes spiritually effective in that way. So you apply that principle that we all use to depression, and then the fact that the body is included in depression. Whether we should use the terms chemical imbalances, I've read both sides on that, and some people say there's no scientific evidence for such a thing, and others say it's a given, you know. Whatever, everybody knows that there are physical dimensions to depression, and so if that physical dimension could be helped by medicine, in the short run especially, some long term, then I think in God's grace and mercy we should take it as a gift from His hand.